Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. In order to fulfill the concept or the mitzvah or the chiyuv of Berov Am Hadras Melech, that the more people doing a mitzvah together, the greater of a hiddur it is, the greater of a splendor, a greater of a compliment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So does that mean one of two things? Which is it? Number one is that when everyone is together, one person has to say the bracha or read the Megillah. For everyone listens, they are yotze via shomea ka'one, by virtue of their listening, it's as if they are saying it, and that is how Berov Am Hadras Melech work, because one person is saying it for everyone is included in the same mitzvah together. Or alternatively, could it be, as plan B, another option, that everyone is in the same location, for example, in the same room, in the same bench, base medrash, in the same shul, but it doesn't have to mean that one person is saying the bracha for them, even if people are saying the brachas or laning the Megillah to themselves, but because they are all together doing it, that would still be considered Berov Am Hadras Melech. So that's our fundamental question for the day. So in order to try to unpack this, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: when it comes to the bracha of on the Ner during Havdalah, so he says if there were a group of people sitting in a Beis Medrash, they hadn't, when they had Havdalah earlier, they hadn't had a candle, and now they have a candle, for example. So somebody brings a candle into the Beis Medrash. So what we grapple with is, should they stop learning? Mevatel their learning, and one person says the bracha for all of them, Berov Am Hadras Melech, or as each group takes a break, they'll come over and say the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says follows, Echad Mevarach Lekulan. One person says the bracha on all of their behalf. So one person is going to say the bracha on the Ner for everyone together. So the Magen Avraham explains as follows, that even though they're going to have to be mevatel from their learning, they have to listen. This is how it has to be done, that shrichim lishtok, they should be quiet and listen to the person who's going to be motzi them because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. That is how you fulfill the imperative, Berov Am Hadras Melech, is that everyone listens and is yotze via one person. So apparently what this Magen Avraham is telling us is that when we had two options of Berov Am Hadras Melech, we would have to go with the first option, that one person has to say it for everyone, and it's not that each person, as long as they're in the same location, can say the bracha to themselves. So that is apparently where the Magen Avraham comes out. Based on that Shulchan Aruch, Berov Am Hadras Melech means one person says the Birkas HaNer, and we would say the same thing when it comes to the Kiddush, that one person says the Kiddush for everyone. On the other hand, there's a Prima Gadim who talks about the Kriya of the Megillah. So it's on Megillas Esther and Purim, and when it comes to the Kriyas of Megillah, it says as follows in the Prima Gadam, Roy Lakola Chad Shielo Megillah Kshera. Each person, it would be proper, appropriate, ideal to have a kosher Megillah and to read it quietly, word for word, with the person who is reading the Megillah. Why is that? So he says, even though the Magen Avraham says as follows, that one person should read it for everyone, because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. That's the Magen Avraham, who's of the view that one person has to say it for everyone. So it's not only with the Birkas HaNer, but also the Magen Avraham, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, one person reads it for everyone. Nonetheless, continues the Prima Magadim, E.F. Charlie Shmo Mashas, we have a technical problem that not everyone can hear it because there's such noise, it's such a balagan. He says, Rosh Ubilbo, when people are hitting, when they hear Haman, and you can't hear the Mikra Megillah, you can't hear the Pesukim as they're read by the Chazan. Accordingly, the Prima Gadim concludes, Val Kain Roy Lekol Yisrael, Lin Chog Chain, Misha Yecholet Be'ad. Everyone who can afford it should get their own Megillah in order to listen to the Megillah and read along, read it privately. So the question then is, in this Prima Gadim, and he seems to be saying that you should read it to yourself. And the question then is, how about Berov Am Hadras Melech? So indeed, we can understand this Prima Gadim in one of two ways. Either he's saying there's not going to be Berov Am Hadras Melech, the people are reading it to themselves, even though they're in the same location. But nonetheless, it's more important that they read the Megillah and be yotze the Megillah then to fulfill Barov HaMadras Melech. That's one way to read it. There's another possibility in that we are learning from this Prima Gadim that there are two levels in Barov HaMadras Melech. The higher level, the preferable way, is what we mentioned in the Magid Avraham when he says that one person say the Birkas HaNer for everyone, that's the concept that one person also, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, should read it for everyone. Everyone should pay attention. Shomea Keona. That is Barov HaMadras Melech, when one person says it for everyone. And in fact, the Tshuvas HaMabit says, Kishemizdamnin Yachad Levarach Bracha Achad, when people get together and they happen to be able to have to say the same bracha, one person says it, V'chulam Oni Ma'amen, and everyone else says Amen, Hu Hadras Malcho Shel Olam. That is Barov HaMadras Melech. That is the ideal way. And the second way to fulfill Barov HaMadras, but on a lower level, it's not the ideal, but it still has a somewhat of a Barov HaMadras Melech, is that when everyone is in the same location, even though each person is doing a mitzvah unto themselves, that would be a lower level kiyum of Barov HaMadras Melech. So there we are right now is fundamentally the ideal way to fulfill Barov HaMadras Melech. And we'd say the same thing when it comes to Kiddush, is that one person says it for everyone, everyone listens, they say Amen, Barov HaMadras Melech. Nonetheless, we see by this Prima Gadim, it could be that you can fulfill it as long as people are in the same location, even if they're doing a mitzvah separately, maybe there's still somewhat a Barov HaMadras Melech. Now, having said that, the Tshuvas Menachem Meshiv from Rabbi Nachum Sofer says that even if you have many people doing a mitzvah together, but they're doing it separately, there is still a Barov HaMadras Melech, even though not one person is being motzi everyone. And he brings somewhat to have two proofs. The first one is as follows. The Magen Avram says, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in public, so Talmud Torah derabim, that the Magen Avram writes as follows, quote, afilu kol yachid lomed bifnei atzma mikrei rabim, that even though each individual is learning separately, but they're in the same location, that is considered the Rabbim. That's Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So it could be that we would say that is Barov HaMadras Melech, even though each person is learning separately with their Chavrusa, but they're in the same location, maybe that's Barov HaMadras Melech. And another proof is as follows, from Birkas HaLavana, that's Kiddush Levana, that we do once a month, Ba'inan Lechatchila Lasosa Barovam, the Lechatchila way to do Kiddush Levan is to do it Barov HaMadras Melech, just like as the Biur Halacha said, Ve'af al pichen kol echad mivarech la'atzma. Despite that, everyone says the bracha to themselves. So we see that part and parcel of Kiddush Levan is saying it Barov HaM, and we know everyone says it by themselves. So it could very well be, based on the Shu'at Menachem Meshiv, that even though people saying it separately, but they're doing it at the same time in the same vicinity, that would have a kiyum of Barov HaMadras Melech. So, Amir Tshem, we will try to pull everything together tomorrow as we've gone through talking about Kiddush. Should it be done separately because of mitzvah, bo yoser mibshlucho, each person should do their own mitzvah, or should it be done one person being motzi everyone, Barov HaMadras Melech? So, Amir Tshem, tomorrow we will tie these concepts together. Have a wonderful day.